Square shootings, which I mentioned earlier, in which a Blackwater convoy shot and killed 17 Iraqi civilians in what the FBI concluded was an unprovoked attack. Shortly after the shootings, under intense pressure from the Iraqi government to expel and prosecute Blackwater, is when Secretary Rice said that there was a hole in U.S. law that could allow the contractors to escape prosecution. A grand jury has since been impaneled to investigate the shootings, but officials connected with the investigation have continued to insist that there are legal hurdles to prosecution. They've also said there are significant evidentiary issues because FBI agents did not arrive in Baghdad until weeks after the shooting, and the vehicles Blackwater were using were repaired before forensic evidence could be preserved, which Blackwater said would have only been done at the direction of the State Department itself. Another I mentioned earlier, on Christmas Eve 2006, when a reportedly drunk Blackwater guard shot and killed the guard for the Iraqi deputy prime minister, Blackwater whisked the guard out of the country within 36 hours and fined him $15,000 for his back pay. $15,000 in back pay. He's now in the United States. His name has been publicly stated at Congress, and it does not appear he'll ever be